Hey, what's up?
This is the movie show
on Active TV
and Active FM.
My name's Ryan.
My name is Sash.
And we have these cool new mic thingy-majigs here.
They're very weird. I must say, they're like huge. Like, can you even see my face?
I want to
feel like I'm like hiding behind a mic.
Yeah. Like that.
Like we could just...
Or like that. It even feels a bit heavier.
I did not agree to this. I'm just saying. Did you agree to this? Anyway, moving right along.
It's the sound, guys. I don't have a choice. As long as the sound is good.
There we go.
How do we sound? Comment below. All right.
We are doing a review on a movie called Twisters.
Yeah. I noticed Twisters.
Twisters. Yes. I actually thought that was pretty cool. Mm. So if you don't know anything about this film, like I didn't know anything about this film, this is actually a sequel. The original film was made in what, like the 1980s?
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Sarah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So that was made like in the 1980s and... it's called Twister.
Yeah, that's it.
One. Twister. And then this one, I actually thought they both had the same names, but they don't. So this one is Twisters. So that's how they did the whole sequel thing.
So you don't have to search 2024.
Yeah.
Just Twisters.
Yeah.
Although you might get some pictures and
footage.
And I got some footage. I was like...
But apparently this is a sequel to the original, but at the same time, you don't need to have watched the original to watch this one. So this is exactly, Ryan watched the original and he watched this one. Obviously, I think you'll pick up more Easter eggs, like, oh yeah, I remember that was in the original film, like that thing Dorothy apparently was in the original film. But you don't have to have watched the original film in order to watch this one, which is pretty cool.
This was like an upgrade to the first one. I mean, they had a bit more, like, some more extra added. They'll say those, like, silver things that would flow. But these ones were more, like, those ones were just these round balls, silver balls.
Okay, yes.
This one's got, like, there's some stuff to it. Yeah. And, yeah, it's...
They upgraded everything.
Yeah, and the other one, yeah, it was... Look, they're both pretty crazy films. So, both of them, you're like... You know, kind of things.
I must say, I enjoyed watching this just from the perspective of I'm not that knowledgeable when it comes to tornadoes. Like, I know what a tornado looks like. Like, I've never been in a tornado because here in South Africa, well, we get little, like, mini. Have you ever seen, like, a mini?
Those little whirlwinds.
Yeah, like those.
With the dust.
Yes, but that's
papers.
Like, and you're like, oh, look at that as you're driving past.
Mostly
but,
grass. You just see the grass.
Or like, yeah. But, like, nothing... I've never...
Nothing that hectic.
I don't want to be in a tornado. I'm not
saying
that I want to.
I was even thinking to myself, like, do you... Like, you see how they got the whole, like fan thing going and they got the groups and the different teams. Like, I wonder if they really do that.
I think it is real. So, in America, especially around Oklahoma, they've got... So it's known as the... I think the tornado strip...
You know, it's actually crazy that we're actually watching this film now because it's tornado season right now in the US.
Really? It's tornado season?
There's been like two or three tornadoes already that have like just go watch the news, guys. Like, houses right now are getting like...
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we have another tornado and there's a name to it and everything. You're like... And then it's, oh, okay, finally it's dying down. And then you're like, oh, just coming up news. Demolished by tornado Damien or whatever, you know. That's what happens.
They name the tornadoes. They name hurricanes.
The first, I think that's also where I understand it from. The person who kind of like discuss, like comments and stuff. I think, or maybe they're doing alphabetical. I don't know what it is, but the same with comments as well. The person who maybe discovers it or knows it's. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but yes, they name them.
Yeah, I think that though. What I liked about this film was. So we've all watched like movies about weather, like dramatic weather. So like, for example, The Impossible was about the hurricane, I think, in Thailand. But with all of those films, like you're taught, or not taught, but the weather is the antagonist. Do you understand what I'm saying? And like everyone's scared and like survival and all of that. Whereas with this one, they did show how much destruction tornadoes cause. But at the same time, they show you a group of people who love these things and who chase these things.
Can I just say... In the first Twister, they made the hurricane feel like a natural event. In this one, they made it feel like a monster. like the way that they felt like it was alive. It had, like, a personality, yeah, it had a personality, and it's coming for you, you know, kind of thing. So,
but at the same time, like, they were scared of it, but they literally drove into the thing.
They're like, yeah, Team Tornado, what are you doing today? I'm gonna go to tornado surfing, you know.
So that was, I think that was, and also I didn't know that. I don't know if I knew this, but we don't know why tornadoes happen. And they even show that in the film. Like, obviously, there's certain weather conditions and yeah, but, like, they don't actually know. I think that's also why they're so destructive, because they're so, like one. And they show that in the film. One second you had a rodeo, and the next second you're in a pool that, like, holding on for dear life.
It's crazy,
and,
guys.
You know,
it's
but crazy. I thought the start of the film was very strong. Because it, like, gets you right into the action, and then, like, all of her friends are gone, and you're just like, so I thought the start was very,
what you thought would never happen, happens.
And then I also enjoyed the cast. I thought the cast was very, very, very solid cast. I know Daisy Edgar Jones,
fresh cast as well. Yeah.
Well, I know her from Where the Crawdads Sing. So we never did that on the movie show, but I watched that film.
Yeah.
She's a good actress. I think she's a good actress. And in the interviews I watched with the other cast members, they all mentioned how she's a hard worker. Like, she did do a good job. I thought she did a very good job. And then you have Glenn Powell. He's
quite well known.
Yes, he's obviously, he was in Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. I think that's, like, really what set him on the map. But he has done a lot of other films. And he's also, like, an adrenaline junkie. Like, he did all of his own stunts
in
Top
Gun
Maverick.
Does he kind of not remind you of Tom Cruise?
Like, yeah, like a young Tom Cruise. Because apparently even he was, like, the best, I don't know what the tournament is called, but skateboarding, at 13 years old, he won, like, whatever skateboarding championship he was in. He's swum with sharks. He's gone into rivers with crocodiles.
I won't be surprised if he does his own stunts.
He did his own stunts in Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. So.
All right, that's it. There you go.
Yeah. But he was pretty cool. Mm. And then we have, I was like, oh, it's him. Anthony Ramos. If you don't know who that is, shame on you. No, okay. Hamilton. He was in Hamilton.
Yeah, you recognize him
from there.
Yeah,
he was also in a movie called Into the Heights, which was another movie directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And he's actually a singer and, like, rapper. So it was quite interesting to see him in this type of role, in this type of film. Because, I mean, there was no music nowhere. Yeah, but he did a cool job. And then Brandon Perea, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was, you know, Glenn Powell. So he had his, like, team of crazy people that, like, yeah. You know the people. Guy that sat next to him? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, that was played by this guy Brandon, and he was in the movie.
Right.
Nope. We never watched that, but do you remember that movie?
Rings a Bell.
He was in that movie, which also, I think, has to do with weather. I think that one is, I don't know what that, we haven't watched it, but he was in, I thought he did a good job as well. And then you, like, there was a chick named Sasha Lane.
Right.
She's the chick with the dreads. I was like, this chick is cool.
She nearly died.
But she didn't, but she nearly did.
Yeah.
The only thing, though, I felt like at times this film was very dramatic, but dramatic, like, you know how everyone dies except for the main characters? I felt like it had, not in the beginning, obviously, but, like, at the end, especially because, like, there was that tram that the tornado, like, literally you were sucking, and I mean, that thing's heavy. But then when she was driving out towards the tornado, like, the car was fine. And I was just like, why did it suck the tram then?
Wasn't it because it was getting closer?
Maybe the suction. Maybe there's, like, a.
So in other words, I don't know. This is in my head. What I was thinking is that there's different points. That's why she could only get to a certain point, and then she had to, you know,
she had to drill it in.
Although the one thing I will say is, why didn't they think about anchoring the trailer down? You know, that thing at the back down as well. Yeah, or maybe because wasn't, I don't know. There's two points to it. The trailer, because usually you see kind of in the beginning how they kind of drop it and then they chuck.
Yeah, they go, yeah.
And then
maybe
And then eventually, so then the trailer just...
Like, oops.
You've been a good trailer. Thank you for serving us. Science thanks you.
But you know that they actually had actual, like... So there are people that do this. They do this.
That's
type
what
of
I'm saying.
But they had them on set with them as well. So like
Advisors kind of.
No, like weather chasers and like people who actually do chase tornadoes.
I just wonder how close they get. Like
I think
really.
They get close because like in if you live in this part of America, like tornadoes is a very normal thing. It happens. I mean, it's tornado season.
That's what I'm saying.
Yearly.
For me, it's like a devastation. You know, my house. I mean, if you go look at footage, like floods come, houses get messed up.
It's hectic. It's very hectic.
And then and for us, it's like, oh, imagine that, man. Like we just lost our car, and it's devastating. Imagine if you lose your whole house, and like your whole house is
like everything in it.
Like think
and
about
family members.
Like where do you go?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we have to sleep. Maybe for them it's normal. All right, guys, you know the usual protocol. All right, get the blankets. Go down. You know, they're like locked away stuff because they know. You know, maybe that's why they have basements.
Yeah,
like
that is why they have basements. That is why they have basements.
All right, guys, if you move to America, get a basement.
Make sure you have a basement.
Get a strong.
Those things are important.
Just live in the basement. Hurricane coming. Close the door, please. Shut the front door. So, yeah.
Wow.
I think that must be exciting, though. To be honest with you, to go and chase the storm and be there.
Yeah. Look, it was interesting. That's why I like this movie because I feel like it exposed me to something I've never known about, never researched, never like. Do you understand? Like you were watching something and you're like, wow, there's people that do this. Like this is someone's life.
Yeah.
Like there are actually people who. Yeah. Like if you went into this profession, you're not gonna have much. Yeah,
I was watching the emotion, like each person's emotion, because they're going into it and they're like so excited. I'm like, okay, surely at one point like fear kicks in.
Yeah, I know.
And then they, and then eventually you see them and like
these
things start hitting windows.
Yeah, you're just like,
and then you watch them and they're like start now. Oh,
like flip. Yeah. This is
tick.
I liked how at the end of the movie, you know, they had the anchoring things. I like how they used that at the airport. I thought that the way they brought that in was very clever with the story. But also what I loved about this film is listening to interviews with the cast, how they filmed it. So with the original Twisters, because I was also like, how did they do this back then? Like CG wasn't what it is today.
Right.
And what they did was they got a Boeing 747, and literally they created the and all of that using But with this one they did the same. So they did have fans and that, but they also got like jet engines to create the so it was crazy. But also like, first of all, they filmed on film, which means you can't do a million takes. Like at most you get like 2-3 takes.
It's gonna cost you.
Plus on top of that, every time you film a scene, like the devastation of what happens to the sets is so massive.
I never thought about that.
I mean, reset would take days. So they don't have a lot of options. They don't have a lot of takes. So from an acting perspective, like you, but then at the same time, like it's not a controlled environment. Like as soon as they turn it on, like you have stuff throwing, they're throwing ice at you. They're throwing debris at you. Like literally Daisy said every day, like she'd find the weirdest things in her hair, cause like obviously, you know, like debris being thrown
stuff
at you.
Ends up in the air. Right,
but like, and even the part where, you know, there was that big water tank that collapsed. They got a water tank to collapse, like everything. The one sequence I really enjoyed, and I didn't realize they did it in a one-shotter until I was watching interviews, was, you know, when they're at the rodeo and the tornado hits and then they still jump into the pool? That whole sequence was actually a one-shotter. I didn't realize it, but that was a one-shotter.
I think we're all just too freaked out about what was going on to realize, oh, one-shotter.
Mostly, if you look at this footage, like, dude, most of what they did was they created the environment, and with CG, they kind of just added like wind and debris. But even the people flying away, like they actually had them like roped up on and like harnessed and stuff like that. And literally, the actors said they were extras, literally like, or stunt performers, like literally gone. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I think it was a very cool set to be on. I think for the actors it would have been very physical and very tiring.
Yeah.
But
imagine the challenge for the technical, like someone you know, hey, listen, okay, we're filming a movie, it's about hurricanes,
tornadoes,
and so we need wind, we need to be able to,
we need our plane,
lift up, and then imagine you go home. How do I, a big fan, and he's probably googling like the biggest fans you get, how strong they are. And then he's thinking, he's like, jet engine. How do we get a jet engine? Like the problem solving. that they had to go through.
It would have been insane. So the directors, the other movies he's done Twisters, obviously. He did The Mandalorian. He did one episode of The Mandalorian. He directed that. He did Minari. I don't know what that is. It's a 2020 film. Yeah. And he's been a cinematographer. But you can actually see he's a cinematographer.
Yeah.
Based on this film.
Right.
Like, it was beautiful to look at.
The shots and all, like, of that stuff.
Even when they did the above the clouds things, the how they show, like, it's the tornado starts forming.
And probably the fact that they filmed on film.
Yeah, and that actually, that they would have added to, like, it a lot.
Somebody's decision.
Yeah.
You know.
And also, what was cool about with this was they actually went to Oklahoma and they filmed a lot of it. In fact, the scenes that are in New York aren't in New York. They just dress it up to look like New York, but they filmed it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So they're not behind blue screen. Like, they're actually driving on these roads. You see the fields. You see, yeah. So.
And then they just need to.
That was a cool film. I enjoyed it.
Weather. Yeah, it was.
It was,
cool.
It was different. It was something different and refreshing.
It gave me a lot of reminders to the original film. Yeah, like the Buc-ee's that they use, the whole thing.
I can't comment on the original.
In the original film, they I remember the one scene because there was also like a man and a woman kind of in the film, and I remember the one scene they tied themselves down. They used, obviously, not like rope, like prop, you know, the not thin rope, you know.
Yeah, like the proper stuff.
The proper stuff.
The proper stuff.
That thing where you got the ratchet and krr, krr, and they tied themselves to piping, like plumbing piping.
Oh, yeah.
And then as the hurricane...
Tornado.
As the tornado came over, they were like in midair, and like the one shot, you even see like them in the middle of it.
Ah!
And they're like... And then... I don't know. I didn't see the drop part.
I feel like, wouldn't the drop kill them? Yeah. Credits start rolling. End crawl. Directed by.
Done, yeah.
Look. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
With definitely must go see.
Yeah, definitely enjoyable. Go watch it.
Yeah. My son was watching it with me. He was like, "What's in there?" I'm like, "It's weather, my boy. It's wind, but there's something in there, something in the hurricane." You know.
You know what something else I liked? I liked the sound. Like, there was a specific sound. I don't know if that actually is how a tornado sounds. I don't know. But like, there was a very distinct sound that came with the tornado, which probably also gave it character.
You know, my son actually commented on that.
Really?
I was like, no, it's just when but there's a
yeah. Like, I think that's what gave the tornado
like,
character.
Yeah, it's a movie, my son. They have to try and advance it, you know.
Shame.
Give the movie character.
I wonder if it does sound like that, or if it just sounds like wind.
Well, there's a lot of footage.
Wind does have, you know, like when it's very windy, and like wind can even it's have like that haunted, like, you know, the high pitch, like.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it does sound like that.
I think it depends, because maybe like okay, where does that sound actually come from?
Isn't that how the wind like travels and tunnels through things that causes it?
Is it the wind? Well, that's what I'm thinking. Is it like pushing, like going through the trees and
I think it's that,
all of that stuff.
It's like the reaction to the wind. So whatever is reacting, so like, you know, leaves or like, we know what leaves blowing in the wind sound like.
Yeah.
Or like paper or like tumbleweed. Although I don't think tumbleweed is a sound.
Well, not in this weather.
No.
She's like
yeah, shape. This weather
must be scary though.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely scary. There's them throwing the debris. And apparently those like tables and stuff really did like fly. Like, they really did like devastate these sets. I think what they did mainly in CG was colouring. You can see the colouring difference. And then obviously like you can see they've like added a little bit more, like you can sort of see the wind, if that makes sense.
The adding of the wind and
especially
like the debris and all of that cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But it was a cool film. Go check it out.
Hey, did you see that? Like wherever the mic was, they had to have a windshield.
That actually makes sense. Because, like, that would have been crazy. Especially if they had, like, a jet engine on set.
But, I mean, like, this thing is supposed to stop, like, wind.
That is why they upgraded our mics.
Now, imagine with that one. It's like, all right, first take. You're slowly in the back.
I know ADR was a real thing.
Cut.
ADR
okay.
Was like a real
all right,
thing.
Get the windshield. All right, we need a bigger windshield. All right, can we get a stronger windshield?
All right, never mind, guys. We're just going to do a silent movie.
We'll ADR it in post. We'll just do it in post.
Later. Fix it in post.
Right? We'll just fix it in post.
Fix it in post.
Yeah. Brilliant.
There we go. But this has been The Movie Show.
On Active TV.
Until next week.
See ya.
Peace.